been 1 year. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Since Russia invaded neighboring Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky marking the anniversary. Calling it a year of pain, sorrow, faith, and unity, but proclaiming 2023 will be the year of our victory. On Friday, President Biden will link up with leaders of the world's industrialized democracies to discuss ongoing strategy.
President Biden will gather with G7 leaders and President Zelensky for a virtual meeting to continue coordinating our efforts to support Ukraine and hold Russia accountable for its war.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. China has called for a ceasefire in Ukraine and peace talks. State Department says it would like to see peace come to Ukraine, but is skeptical of China's motives. In fact, China was one of seven countries that voted no last night when the UN General Assembly passed a resolution calling for Russia's withdrawal from Ukraine. People responding to the Fox News poll say the U.S. should continue to support Ukraine, but with a limit.
That limit travels down political lines. 1 year after the start of the conflict, 61% of Republicans say the support with arms and equipment should not be indefinite. 66% of Democrats say the backing should continue as long as it takes. President Biden has gained support for his response to Russia. 48% approve, his highest number yet, up 3 points from last month. It is still, however, below the 49% who do not like how he has stood against Russia.
Fox's Gernal Scott, former attorney Alex Murdaugh, expected back on the witness stand in his double murder trial. Yesterday, he denied killing his wife and son.
Mr. Griffin, I didn't shoot my wife or my son anytime. Ever.
He admitted to lying police about where he was and that he'd embezzled money from his clients. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Federal safety investigators releasing details of Ohio's toxic train wreck on the same day the transportation secretary made his first trip to East Palestine.
The operators of the Norfolk Southern train received a critical audible alarm instructing the crew to slow and stop the train to inspect a hot axle. That in the NTSB's preliminary report that says after the train stopped, the crew observed a fire and smoke and the derailment that led to the controversial controlled leak and burn of toxic chemicals.
We're going to be here day in, day out. That is a promise. And one I take very, very seriously.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visiting East Palestine amid criticism that he's been a no-show for 3 weeks, though saying the visit is about the work ahead and not the politics. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee heard testimony yesterday from law enforcement and health care providers about the impact of illegal immigration on Yuma, Arizona. The head of the local hospital testified that his facility has spent more than $26 million caring for illegal immigrants. They can't keep doing that and stay in business. Power crews working around the clock in southern Michigan trying to restore power to hundreds of thousands of customers still in the dark from Wednesday's ice storm.
We have additional crews coming in to help with restoration. The weather's turning in the favor. It's going to get colder this weekend, but it's going to be good weather to restore customers. So we've got a big team going, and DTE and the rest of the utilities, the state, are working actively on that.
DTE Energy's President Trevor Lauer says so much damage was done, they won't reach 95% restoration until Sunday. There are about 725,000 people in the dark. Today, it's Southern California's turn to get a wintry blast. A blizzard warning warning is in effect through tomorrow afternoon for the mountains of L.A. and Ventura counties. Depending on elevation, snowfall totals could reach 5 feet. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.